Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Some more controversial than others, but Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania says he'll have a process.
There is going to be some that I will vote yes, and there's some maybe that I'll vote no, but nobody can accuse me of just saying I had a closed mind, or I just said no because Trump picked this person.
One of those nominees, Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, creates a vacancy in the Senate from Florida. President-elect's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, announced on social media she is taking her name out of consideration for that appointment. U.S. military says a friendly fire incident led to the shootdown of an F-A-18 fighter jet over the Red Sea. Two Navy pilots ejected, one with minor injuries. The incident's under investigation. And more than 2,000 flights delayed today in the U.S. on one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. This is ABC News. Actress Blake Lively is taking legal action against Justin Baldoni, her co-star and the director of the movie It Ends With Us. Lively is accusing Baldoni of sexual harassment on set and waging a smear campaign to damage her reputation. ABC's Morgan Norwood has details.
Lively claims director Baldoni inserted improvised gratuitous sexual content and or scenes, adding none of this was remotely in character or based on any dialogue in the script. Baldoni's attorney firing back in a statement saying, these claims are completely false, outrageous, and intentionally salacious, adding the studio proactively hired a crisis manager due to the multiple demands and threats made by Ms. Lively during production, threats they say included not showing up to set and threatening not to promote the film.
Baseball's Athletics say they're shocked and heartbroken by news of the passing of Ricky Henderson, who's played for the A's as part of a 25-year Hall of Fame career. He died at 65. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 26 degrees at 12:03. Mostly cloudy today, a bit warmer but somewhat breezy with a high of 31. Winds will be south-southeast 8 to 17. Cloudy and staying milder tonight with a low of 28. Mainly cloudy and mild tomorrow with a slight chance of drizzle in the morning and a high of 37. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west-northwest at 5 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 26 degrees.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Today is Sunday, December 22nd. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Enough became enough for the Lafarge Police Department and the Vernon County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Jacob Thomas Sell, 51, of Lafarge. Sell was taken into custody Thursday morning at approximately 6:30 following a barrage of harassing, intimidating, and profane telephone calls to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center. The frequent calls over the course of the several days culminated Thursday morning when Sell came to the Sheriff's Office disrupting communications and operations while staff were busy serving the community during a winter storm. Jacob Sell was booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for unlawful use of telephone, disorderly conduct, and harassment. He appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Thursday afternoon and was released on a $1,000 signature bond with the following conditions: no contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Chief unless it's an emergency, no contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Chief's personal residence, nor the chief's family. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Department unless it's an emergency and only after calling 911. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Village Hall or employees except by mail for official business. No contact with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office unless it's an emergency. Sell is allowed to contact the Sheriff's Office by mail for official business. Court specifically included dispatch and corrections in the no-contact prohibition. Jacob Sell is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on January 8th. For Christians around the world, Christmas is the joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus. The faith community of Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, is leaning into the belief that God is present and hasn't abandoned them just days after a deadly shooting there. Sarah Carlin is a pastor at City Church, which shares its campus with the school. She told the Associated Press that seeing Christmas as God with us will help the community to start to heal. Christmas Eve services with carols and candlelights are on, even as the investigation continues into what prompted a 15-year-old student to kill a teacher and a fellow student and to injure several others on Monday. In recent months, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has been impersonated several times by scammers who target professional license holders. License holders have reported receiving emails from what appears to be an official DATCAP email address, such as admin@mydatcap.wi.gov or admin@datcap.wi.gov. DatCap.gov. Despite appearances, these are not legitimate messages from DatCap. The fraudulent emails may contain DatCap's official logo and a subject line similar to the 2024 Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection information verification. They provide accurate license information and claim the recipient's license will expire or be revoked unless immediate action is taken. The emails prompt the recipient to click a link and update their information, a scam strategy called phishing. Clicking the link or providing any personal, professional, or business information could expose a user to malware or identity theft risk. Professionals and businesses who receive an email fitting the above description should avoid opening the message. If you do, close it immediately. Never click any links. Reply to the email or call using a phone number provided in an email. If you suspect it may be a real message, log into My DatCap or contact DatCap directly. Report it to your licensing program using publicly available and verifiable contact information. DatCap provides free online fact sheets for imposter scams, phishing, fraud against business, and other scams that can be accessed from the consumer protection at consumerprotection.wi.gov. 2024 will go down as an impactful year in the history of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail and the Ice Age Trail Alliance. From trail construction milestones to record-breaking volunteer efforts, the record-setting use, the Alliance continues to lead the way, preserving and enhancing the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail now boasts 702.6 miles of blazed hike ready trail, an increase from 698 miles in 2023. Volunteers continue to be the backbone of the Alliance's success. In fiscal year 2024, volunteers logged 103,439 service hours on trail-related activities, a new record surpassing last year's high of 100,666 hours. These contributions, tracked by the National Park Service's Volunteer in Parks program, position the Ice Age Trail among the nation's top national parks for volunteer engagement. The American Red Cross is looking for local heroes to be honored for the 2025 annual Southwestern Wisconsin Heroes Golf event on Monday, June 9th at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon. If you know of any individual or organizations who have gone above and beyond to save a life or to make a community better, we encourage you to nominate them. To nominate a hero, for a complete description of each hero category, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin. All nominations must be submitted by December 31st. Honorees will be celebrated across six categories: blood services, community impact, disaster relief, military, Red Cross hero, and youth and young adult. Nominations may come from any of the Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapters counties: Adams, Buffalo, Columbia, Dane, Green, Green Lake, Iowa, Jackson, Jefferson, Juneau, La Crosse, Marquette, Monroe, Richland, Rock, Sauk, and Trempealeau, as well as Vernon and the Ho-Chunk Nation. WRCO News time is 12:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hump City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Winter weather is the time to have the coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center. We're ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. We also want to take the time to thank all of our loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Merry Christmas from everyone at Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Currently, it's cloudy and 26 degrees at 1214. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Sunday school from 1902 to 1910, as recalled by Dorothy Galt. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to a book that was in the Richland County History Room titled Stories We Remember, Until No One Is Left to Ask, the Lloyd Supplement was compiled by Dorothy R. Galt and published by the Keith Brewer Library in Richland Center, dated 1974. We all recall those times past when Christmas programs and church services were important. It was during the holiday season, while still in your youth, that many was the Sunday school children's service revisited for those memories. Dorothy Galt shares her thoughts during these times. It was during these years in Sunday school that I played an important part for our young lives. I cannot remember when we first attended Sunday school, but it was during the winter months that we met. Probably, about a dozen of us, at Matthew White's home for 2 hours on Sunday mornings. Mr. White read to us, we had prayer, sang songs from the hymn books. Just before we were dismissed by Mrs. White, she joined us for that last hymn. I wish I could remember the name of the song, but I cannot. And there's no one left to ask. When spring came and the church was easier to heat, we had more of a formal school. We belonged with the boys and the girls in the class as Mr. White was the teacher. There were other classes. There was a primary. There was a Bible class. And Mrs. Robert Burnham and Mrs. Arch taught those classes. Mrs. Harry Railton, my mother, was the secretary and treasurer of the Sunday school. She couldn't attend, but much was used to help with supplies, and they were considered quarterly projects. Boys and girls in Sunday school papers, those lesson sheets, and even cards. Cards that came from the Bible with pictures to color, always the golden text, as it was called, we were supposed to memorize. We had good attendance from Lloyd, Happy Hollow, Smith, and even Lost Hollow. Anyone was welcome, and if we had a Sunday guest, they were supposed to attend with us. Mrs. Charles Strasberg would come and play the organ if she had time. But as she was assisted with the cheese making, sometimes she couldn't make it. Like Mrs. Railton, she couldn't always attend. But during these years, Sunday school and community worked together, even for such things as ice cream socials. On behalf of the Richland County Historical Society, we are wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering a newspaper advertisement from the Richland Rustic, dated December 22nd, 1905.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jennifer Judd. WRCO News time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Today is Sunday, December 22nd. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died Sunday at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors of Peggy Reddy include her husband, Kim, son, Daniel and Katie Reddy, grandson, brother, Michael Wunicki and Andrea Kaiser of Bear Valley, sister, Kathleen and David Shane of Bear Valley, nieces and nephews, special cousin Tom and Lonnie Haas of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Linda Reddy and Dennis Bowers, Jeannie Blackborn and Gloria Cleghorn, all of Bagley, nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Elizabeth Edwards and Lance Cook had a daughter, Ruthie Joe. Grandparents are Amy Geishert, Mike Cook and Cheryl Marshall, Sharon Edwards and Tom Simpson. Great-grandparents are Vern and Gloria Geishert.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good Sunday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, warmer air is gradually pushing into the region. Temperatures were already up in the 30s across the southwest half of Iowa, and that warmer air mass is heading this way. Temperatures will be running about 5 to 15 degrees above normal through the week. The warmest of the conditions should move in toward Friday and Saturday. Along with that warmth, of course, plenty of cloud cover and moisture. The first system coming through late tonight and tomorrow should produce the most of its snow and rain off to the northeast of our area. In parts of central and northeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan, a few inches of snow may fall. Otherwise, we'll have some drizzle and rain heading south of us Wednesday morning, mostly through Illinois toward lower Michigan, but it could graze southeast Wisconsin at least. A better chance of some drizzle forming around here Thursday as low pressure develops back in the central plains. That should bring us a pretty good soaking Thursday night into early Friday. There could be another system impacting us Saturday, but the confidence is still fairly low on the track of that one. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and somewhat milder. High near 31 degrees, south to southeast wind of 8 to 17. Overcast tonight, low at 28. Mainly cloudy tomorrow with a small chance of drizzle in the morning. High near 37. West wind up to 5, becoming northwest. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and quiet, high about 36. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, continued tranquil, low 27 with a high near 37. Thursday, cloudy with patchy drizzle or fog, low 30, high of 40. Rain likely for Thursday night into Friday morning, otherwise cloudy and foggy on Friday with a high of 46. Saturday, cloudy once again, fog with a chance of scattered rain, highs in the mid-40s. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 26 degrees after a morning low of 10. Yesterday's high was 21, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1875 and 2019 is 54 degrees, with a record low of 18 below set in back in 1965. Last year's high was 46 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:29. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. Winds are out of the north-northwest at two miles per hour. Sorry about that. Barometric reading is 30.02, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil and LP is reflecting on the incredible support they've received. They wish all their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920.
farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
And yesterday, there were area wrestlers that took part in the Richland Center Wrestling Invitational. With more, here's Bill Twining.
The 61st Annual Richland Center Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, and for the third straight year, Iowa Grant Highland laid claim to the team championship. The Panthers totaled 308 points, while Gale Ettrick Trempolo Melrose Medora was runner-up for the second year in a row. The Titans finished with 294.5, led by the tournament's most valuable wrestler, two-time champion Colton Koss. Belmont Platteville had its best showing in years, finishing third with 260.5 points, while Reedsburg was fourth at 216.5. Riverdale a solid fifth at 187.5. River Valley nipped Ithaca Weston for sixth place, 136-133.5. Next came Toma, just ahead of host Richland Center, for eighth place, 126.5-125. And Baraboo was 10th at 122.5. Rounding out the 17-team field scoring were Cochran Fountain City, Cashton, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Holman's Varsity Reserve, Hillsboro, Westby, and River Ridge. Prior to the finals, four individuals were inducted into the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Longtime coach at the Richland Middle School, Andy Spees, and state place winners Justin Lambrees, Todd Gunderson, and Buck Fish. History was made when Reedsburg senior trainer Curtin took the championship at 120 pounds, becoming just the 13th wrestler to win four titles at the Richland Invitational, the last being Hunter Dischler of Ithaca Weston in 2015. Iowa Grant Highland junior Jackson Bussey could be next in line as he won the 165-pound weight class in convincing fashion and claimed his third title at the Richland Center Invitational. The 126-pound weight class featured three wrestlers who had previously won titles in the event. Junior Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro came out on top to win his second crown, along the way defeating former champ Cade Parrish of Reedsburg in the semifinals, and then outlasting former champ Ethan Hady of Richland Center with a 9-6 victory in overtime, moments after Hady's reversal tied the score at the end of regulation. For his efforts, Colton Koss was named the most valuable wrestler. The only other wrestlers to win repeat titles were Iowa Grant Highland Jr. Tyson Imhoff at 157 pounds and Riverdale Jr. Grant Matthews at 285, with Matthews' win a tournament-ending pin in 409 over Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grant Highland in a battle of champions from a year ago. Other champs at the RC Invite on Saturday were Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland, both Dylan and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Thomas Cameron Finch and Blake Champlin, freshman Braden Hale Toomey of Reedsburg, Baraboo senior Peyton Oberg, senior Caden Davis of Belmont Platteville, and sophomore Aaron Dunnigan of Gale Ettrick Trempolo Melrose Mindoro. Here's how things went for area teams Saturday at the Richland Center Invitational. Richland Center was led by senior Ethan Hades' second-place finish at 126 pounds. Three Hornets placed fifth, freshman Caden Stibbe at 113, junior Ethan Bodendine at 175, and senior Mason Jelenic at 190. Senior Braden Kleppe placed sixth, senior Michael Burns was seventh, and senior Kyle Wassinger eighth. Ithaca Weston's top finish was a third-place showing by senior Nolan Waldner at 165 pounds. Juniors Ethan Stoll and Hunter Moe each placed fourth, while juniors Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett won fifth-place matches. In addition, Caden Coleman was sixth and sophomore Carrick Thompson seventh for Ithaca Weston. Riverdale, under new coach Marcus Ingles, boasts the championship of Grant Matthews and had two other wrestlers reach the finals before placing second, freshman James Schramm at 106 pounds and sophomore Lakota Brewer at 132. Freshman Hunter Wilkinson and senior Brody Meese each finished third. Wyatt Schramm and Treston Rennish were both fifth. Wyatt McGuire sixth. Caden Currier seventh. And Chase McGuire eighth for Riverdale. River Valley's top finish on the day was a runner-up effort from junior Blake Brickle at 190 pounds. Senior Wyatt Knockreiner won his third-place match at 157, while sophomores Jackson Scheel and Ty Larson and senior Hunter Ault all finished fourth. Junior Tyler Maxwell was sixth for the Blackhawks. Iowa Grand Highland placed in 13 of the 14 weight classes, led by the three champions, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman. Former champs Brock Hinderman and Bodie Brockhop each placed second, while freshman Griffin Wineski and senior Jackson McGuire won third-place matches to lead the way. Boscobel Wazika Steuben had just three entrants in the tournament. Two of them placed. Sophomore Ashton Udelhoven was fifth at 120 pounds, and junior Job Wetter sixth at 157. And Hillsboro was also hampered by lack of numbers, with one of only four wrestlers placing for the Tigers. Junior Ryan McCoyk was third for Hillsboro at 215 pounds. Repeating, Iowa Grand Highland won Saturday's 61st annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament, winning for the third straight year. Among local teams, Riverdale was fifth, River Valley sixth, Ithaca West in seventh, and Richland Center ninth. For WRCO Radio Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also in high school basketball yesterday, Platteville, in boys action, Platteville beat Fenimore 75-57, and it was Hudson over West Salem 72-66. And in girls high school basketball, Platteville beat Fenimore by a score of 69-34. The Wisconsin Badgers will be looking for their 10th win of the season as they take on the Detroit Titans at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tip-off for that contest will be at 1, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, WRCE.FM, and on the Civic Media app. Broadcast of the games with the pregame show is currently underway. Elsewhere in men's basketball and Big Ten action yesterday, Auburn beat Purdue by a score of 87-69. It was Ohio State over Kentucky 85-65. Oregon beat Stanford 76-61. It was North Carolina over UCLA 76-74. Michigan State beat Florida Atlantic 86-69. Penn State defeated Drexel 75-64. It was Indiana over Chattanooga by a score of 74-65. Maryland beat Syracuse 87-60. It was Princeton over Rutgers 83-82. Minnesota beat FDU by a score of 74-60. And Northwestern over DePaul by a score of 84-64. And it was Iowa beating Utah by a score of 95-88. In the WEAC Conference, St. Norbert beat Oshkosh 85-69. Lacrosse defeated Ripon 86-74. And it was Simpson over Whitewater 87-71. The college football playoffs took place last night. The first round was played, and winners of the games that were played include Texas beating Clemson by a score of 38-24. It was Penn State over SMU 38-10, and Ohio State advances with a victory over Tennessee 42-17. Bobby Portis replaced Giannis Antetokounmpo in the starting lineup and scored a season-high 34 points, leading the Milwaukee Bucks to a 112-101 victory over the Washington Wizards last night. Chris Middleton had 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Bucks, while Portis finished with 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Antetokounmpo, who had back spasms, missed his third game in the season, and the Bucks played again without Damian Lillard, who had a right calf strain, after winning the NBA Cup earlier this week. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers said Lillard could play tomorrow against Chicago. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers don't want to have to wait as long as they did last season to clinch a playoff berth. Packers can wrap up a playoff spot by beating the injury-riddled New Orleans Saints tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Green Bay could also clinch a postseason berth even before then if it gets some help from other teams in today's NFL action. The Saints won't have a quarterback, Derek Carr, for five-time Pro Bowl running back Alvin Kamara because of injuries. And games in the NFL that were played yesterday, the Chiefs beat the Texans 27-19 and the Ravens over the Steelers 34-17. Other games that are currently underway in the NFL include the Falcons hosting the Giants, the Bears hosting the Lions, the Cardinals are at the Panthers, the Rams are at the Jets, it's the Commanders hosting the Eagles, and the Browns are at the Bengals, and the Titans are at the Colts. And the games that are played later on this afternoon include the Vikings at the Seahawks, the Bills hosting the Patriots, the Jaguars at the Raiders, the 49ers at the Dolphins, the Buccaneers at the Cowboys, and then that's Sunday night, the Sunday night game tonight, the Buccaneers at the Cowboys, and Monday night football, of course, features the Packers hosting the Saints. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports. I'm Tim Thede.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Dun, 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 dun.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Newborn King.
That was the Good News Quartet with Hark, the Herald Angels Sing at 1247. Our temperature is now at 27 degrees and cloudy out there, too, and winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Okay, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you the Cinnamon Bear, a Christmas classic, so be sure to stay tuned for that right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And then also, Old Country will be coming up at 7 tonight, and will be going on until midnight, where Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So be sure to listen to both programs right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Happy holidays from Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Hello, my name is Tim Thied from WRCO. For me, Christmas is not about receiving, but giving to others and making them smile. Be sure to be kinder during the holidays as well as all year long. Giving to someone and making them happy is the best gift of all. A very Merry Christmas to you and all of the other great WRCO listeners. Also to my family and friends, and a Merry Christmas to all my coworkers and friends at WRCO and Civic Media.
100.9 WRCO.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. But the real love.
That was Colin Ray with Oh Holy Night on WRCO. And I'm ready to wrap things up to make way for the Cinnamon Bear. I want to thank you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back again tomorrow, and I'll be on for a short time. We do have Packer football tomorrow, so there may be a chance I may not be on, but I'll be here. I might have maybe on for a short time. We'll wait and see, at least for the sports, but we'll see what happens. But as a result, tomorrow, because of the Packer football at 5 o'clock, pregame starts, we'll have our evening news starting at around 4:30 tomorrow evening. But yeah, keep it tuned right here to the Christmas classic, the Cinnamon Bear, coming up at 1. Then after that will be Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks, from 7 until midnight, right here on WRCO 100.9. And then be sure to tune in tomorrow for the Light in the Milk House show with Mr. Phil Nee. Okay, taking us up to the top of the hour is Christmas classic sung by Neil Diamond, White Christmas. And everybody have a great evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, please stay safe.
The sun is shining and the grass is green. The orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. But it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, I am dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Nothing like that newly fallen snow. The treetops glisten, the children all listen. To hear some sleigh bells in the snow. You know it's so, and I am dreaming of a white Christmas.
woman bear.
This is the story of the Cinnamon Bear and his very marvelous adventures with Judy and Jimmy Barton. But we can't very well meet the Cinnamon Bear until we meet Judy and Jimmy. They are twins, and they live in a big, old-fashioned house.